So, Tom, I haven't read the whole report, just the summary, but I was struck by the top line conclusion that diseases that we always think about in global health, like malaria and tuberculosis, that those are being supplanted by slow killers like heart disease and diabetes and obesity. So how is that possible?
Well, in one sense, it's possible because we've had a lot of success with infectious disease, reducing the burden around the world. And so chronic, non-communicable diseases, they're making up a greater proportion of the global burden.
Just because more people are surviving the infectious diseases?
Yeah, that's part of the reason. And I mean, there's a lot of data out there that indicate that it has to do with poor diets. We're eating the wrong things around the world, even in the poor countries. Obesity and diabetes is on the rise.
Blame it on McDonald's all over the world?
Not necessarily McDonald's, but I think it has to do with the growth of processed foods and the use of corn syrup and things in our food supply around the world that's increasing. Coca-Cola is everywhere. I like Coke, but it has a lot of sugar in it. And so there are these lifestyle trends that are contributing to it, as well as just that people are living longer due to the fact that we've reduced the infectious disease burden.
So to Global Health Insiders, is this disruptive and surprising to suddenly be talking about, you know, fast food and diabetes instead of malaria and tuberculosis?
I don't think that the insiders within the global health field are going to be too surprised, but what is going to surprise some will be perhaps the ranking of things like road injuries, low back pain, mental illness, disability, as opposed to, you know, deadly diseases. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised to see how big a burden comes from those disabling diseases that don't kill us.
And does that mean that all of a sudden the agenda changes in global health?
Well, that would be the ideal world from a data geek's perspective, yes, that data would drive the agenda. But I think, as I write about in Humanosphere, mental illness has always scored high on the global burden of disease. It's never been high on the global health agenda. So I think the global health agenda is not completely data-driven anyway.
Because they don't like data?
No, I think some people are not going to like this data. There's always pushback against the Seattle gang of number crunchers because they usually challenge other people's findings. And if you change the agenda, you're threatening somebody's program and funding support. But some problems, even if they are a high burden, are not going to be easily dealt with. You can vaccinate a kid and prevent an infectious disease, but cancer can be very complicated. Mental illness can be complicated. So some things that are big burdens are not high on the agenda, mostly because they're too complex or too costly to deal with.
So you mentioned that the Seattle bunch of data geeks who put this thing together. What exactly is this study, and who are these guys, and why are they credible?
Well, this all started back in 1990. Christopher Murray, who's the head of the UW's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, and Alan Lopez, who's an Australian population health expert, they wanted to create a new way of measuring burden of disease, and they basically created this new tool. And this is the most sophisticated version of it. There's never been anything like it. It's the biggest scientific study quantifying global health ever done, maybe ever will be done for a while.
Well, what kind of questions or doubts are being raised about it?
Well, one big question that came up at the University of Washington is the head of global health there, Dr. King Holmes, basically said, that's a snapshot. It may be on the decline now, but infectious disease is going to rise right up again. So the challenge there is that this is where we're at now. It doesn't necessarily describe the trend for the future.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Paulson covers global health and poverty for the Humanosphere blog. You can find a link to that at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.